Adrian Love, you have come to join us.
Yes, indeed.
And welcome to the head of the table.
This is where the elite meet, isn't it?
This is where the elite meet. We haven't told people yet how we do this, because they might imagine that I actually walk round this very large table and talk to people. But no. I've done it a few years running, so I thought, right. Travis,
at his age,
senior broadcaster, let him sit at the top of the table, let them all come to him.
Back.
So here you are at the top of the table.
Brought me fellow pud. Brought me pud with me.
What do you reckon to that pud?
I think it's superb.
But that brandy stuff.
Brandy butter, that gets to you.
It'll sneak up on you.
Definitely.
About 5:30 this evening, you're going to remember that you had that pud, I'll tell you.
Let me talk to you briefly, Ada, to be semi-serious. None of the DJs really get political or anything like that, because we're not there to do it.
No, right. However, on the mailbag situation, you are in a position to be making comments on something somebody said or something somebody hasn't said. How do you control your emotions on that programme? Because I sense sometimes that you feel you really want to let rip and say something.
Yes. I think, as you say, Radio 1, we have a double job with things like mailbag and talk about. You're talking. I'm allowed to have opinions. I don't think it's fair for me to make, for instance, a political statement which says, I think that they should have all voted for so-and-so.
Yeah, right.
So when it comes to things like politics, Annie and I try to play devil's advocate very much, so that try and put the other point of view.
Yeah.
I mean, when we did talk about last month from the Jobs Express, the vast majority of the people on that train were of one opinion. So I had to kind of side with the guests, who were like a Conservative MP and a lady from the CBI, to try and balance it.
Yeah.
Failed miserably, but we had a go, you know.
But can I briefly, before we get to a record, ask you if you've had an odd present of any sort?
One of the most welcome presents I ever got.
That'll do. That'll do.
Was Christmas 1966.
Oh, you're not that old, are you?
I was a child prodigy on a pirate radio station, which shall be nameless, and I was having to work over Christmas, and the gales came up. And you're a pipe smoker. I'm a cigarette smoker. You don't know how wonderful it is to look out the window and see an air sea rescue helicopter coming across with 200 cigarettes when you've run out of fags. And the boys actually winched them in for us for Christmas, which was great. Funny enough, I rang my mum this morning, because I'm on my way up now to spend the rest of Christmas with them. And I said, can you remember my childhood presents? And she said that she remembers my father, when I was about 5, going to the trouble of buying me a drum kit, real drum kit.
Yeah.
And I spent all day bashing on the cardboard boxes with the sticks, never touched the drum kit. But it was a fun Christmas.
Well, drums maybe account for your taste in records as well, because there are certainly drums in the record you've chosen. You want to tell us what it is and why?
Well, I picked one, which is my favourite knees up record for parties, which has got to be Tiger Feet by Mud.
I played violin on that, you know.
Did you?
Yeah. Top of the top.
Who won?